All right, today I'm going to talk about three things to avoid when buying an Airbnb property. Number one, don't guess about cities' regulations. Yes, there are some regulations about Airbnb. You probably heard about it on the news that says New York is regulating it, Los Angeles is regulating it, and so on. And that is true. And believe it or not, but this is a fantastic news about Airbnb investment because that limits the supply. And most people don't understand that when you know exactly where to find, in which zoning to find this Airbnb where it's legal within a city where there are regulations, then you strike gold. That is one of the best kept secrets. But don't guess the regulation. Make sure you do your homework there to really understand where it's legal and where it's not. The second thing to avoid is don't guess the profitability of this short-term rental that you want to buy or that you want to sublease. There are specific tools that you can use. I provide one in my cash flow method, but you can also try to identify it yourself, but don't guess it. Make sure that you work with someone that is very experienced for short-term rental. The third thing that you need to avoid is, especially if it's your first property, don't buy too far for your first property. Try to buy a property within 1 hour drive from where you live so that you can really get on site if needed. This is not what I would do for the second or third property, but try to buy something close to home for your first investment so you can have a little bit more control and learning as well for this initial investment. So there are things to avoid, and when you know them well, you can actually focus on the right property faster than you ever thought.